Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. I see the total in the lockbox. That's the thing that you put your money in to support WAMC so we can knock down time from the on-air fund drive, which starts June 6th at 6 a.m. And there's $192,147. We're almost halfway.
I got to tell you, it gets faster and faster, David, as we go on. You know, we're now down to basically the last week and a half, and we can do this. It's the passion. To me, it's not only the understanding of what this is all about, but it is the passion, which we all feel towards the radio station. We use it. We know it. We expect it to be there for us. Sometimes during the panel in the morning, we argue with it. But in the end, we know that this is a great institution that does so much more than any other public radio station. And it is because we're doing more. It is because we're covering your area. It is because we're trying our best to bring you the news that this really counts. So look into your heart, look into what's right, and do what you can. Put something into the lockbox, anything into the lockbox, it all helps. WAMC.org, passion.
Let's go to a key vote expected today, at least scheduled for today, on Governor Andrew Cuomo's economic development program known as the Buffalo Billion. It was postponed for a week after controversy and questions over the federal probe into the project. Now it has made the New York Times in a full article. $1 billion went to Buffalo. Cuomo donors benefit.
Well, that's right, David. Look, Andrew Cuomo was a very bright guy. He wanted to make sure that his political vulnerabilities in upstate New York, including Buffalo, where he had not done well in the beginning, but he's been doing increasingly better, was covered. So what he was going to do was to put this $1 billion in. I've talked to leaders in Buffalo who make it clear that he's really liked because of that. Now it turns out that the money did go into Buffalo, but that the downside was that people who were getting the contracts were also giving money to the campaign. Well, you know what? Nothing new. But what we do see is that there are people who were intermediaries. Todd Howe, the lobbyist, who was fired from Whitman, Osterman, and Hanna because of his role in getting paid when he was off the payroll of the governor, but really running the governor's campaign. So there was virtually no difference between whether he was on or off. He was being paid by the governor either as an assistant or he was being paid by the governor to run his campaign. And so this is the kind of stuff that Preet Bharara sinks his teeth into and looks at. Now you get the people in the Senate and the Assembly. They don't want to look bad, so they're being asked to back up this whole thing and to have a vote on it. And they're looking up and they're looking down, and they know that there are microphones everywhere. And they're concerned, too. So when you say there's a vote coming up, it's not the same vote that you would have had a year ago.
Now, to ethics reform, we had a story earlier in the week from our Karen DeWitt that was fading fast in New York as the session winds down. But we see yesterday the governor says he would prefer the Senate and Assembly pass new all-inclusive regulations and restrictions on campaign contributions made by LLCs, the so-called LLC loophole. Too little, too late?
Oh, yes, of course. Look, there ought to be restrictions on outside income. We all know it. We all know how that's the system works. You get elected, and all of a sudden, you're making a lot more money on the outside than you were before. That's just wrong. And they come up with all these really crazy ideas, one of which is that you would have 70% of what a judge makes, you can make on the outside. This is crazy. Basically, you should be allowed to make nothing on the outside. And if you don't want the job as a legislator, let somebody else earn $100,000 a year. It's $79,000, but really, by the time you're done with the Lulus and everything else, is $100,000. That's a lot of money. You don't want it. You don't want to do that kind of sacrifice. Go take the job and see whether you're getting the same amount of money on the outside as you did when you were a legislator.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. As everyone who is listening right now gave, we'd make this lockbox challenge now.
Hey, David, it is so important. We all know it. The key word is passion. Passion for this radio station.
WAMC.org to put something in.